This lesson covers material that's unique to New York, the exact content that national, generic prep courses leave out. If you only study one lesson for the New York-specific portion, make it this one. A cooperative works differently from almost every other type of ownership. The buyer does not receive a deed. Instead, they purchase shares of stock in the corporation that owns the entire building, and those shares come with a proprietary lease giving them the right to occupy a specific unit. Because it's a corporation, the co-op board has real power. It can approve or reject a prospective buyer, something a condo board generally cannot do to the same degree. A condominium is the opposite. A condo buyer receives an actual deed. This is real property ownership. They own the interior airspace of their unit outright, plus an undivided percentage interest in the building's common areas, shared with the other owners. Rent stabilization primarily applies to older buildings with six or more units in specific areas, most notably New York City. It limits how much and how often a landlord can raise the rent, and it generally gives tenants the right to renew their lease. This is a distinctly New York concept the exam expects you to recognize. The mansion tax is an additional transfer tax that applies to residential purchases above certain price thresholds. Unlike the standard transfer tax, which the seller usually pays, the mansion tax is paid by the buyer. And it isn't a flat rate. It increases in tiers as the purchase price climbs higher. Try this. A buyer purchases a co-op apartment. What do they actually receive? A. A deed to the unit. B. Shares of stock and a proprietary lease. C. A condominium declaration. Or D. A life estate. The answer is B. Shares of stock and a proprietary lease. Co-op ownership is fundamentally different from a deed transfer. Remembering that single fact separates co-ops from every other ownership question on the exam. This is exactly where studying with New York-specific material pays off on exam day. More practice at NewYorkRealEstatePrep.com.